This week, we're talking about the DCA special ticketed event. You're going to get all the details. And finally, it's back. The World Showcase Showdown. The all-out battle across the lagoon continues with our second semifinal. It's the majestic Mexico Pavilion going toe-to-toe with the number one seeded, the beautiful country of Norway. Who will move on to the finals to take on France? We'll find this out and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast.
Podcast.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Podcast, 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 podcast.
Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring
it
back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Podcast.
Your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other really fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. Thanks, Mark. I'm Chris Bond. God dag. That's Norwegian for good day. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and Penienta och Trivjemeister, which is pretty girl and trivia champion, from the Churro Fund.
What language?
In Norwegian. It's Miriam Kenley. It's in Norwegian, obviously.
In what language?
And also, we're joined by comedian Disnerg and Stilig Snack Eater, which is handsome snack eater in Norwegian. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
Hi, it's true. My snacks are handsome.
Yeah. Miriam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I liked Penienta.
I think you're wanting Norway to win. There wasn't any Spanish in that intro.
No, yeah. I was just feeling like a little Scandinavian flow this morning. So I thought I would just, you know.
I see.
Yeah. No big reason. No, you know. All right, friends, we got a big show today. So much fun stuff coming. So why don't we just sell some shirts and get this thing going?
TeePublic presents It's Your Shoutouts.
TeePublic is where you can find all kinds of Diz nerdy and universal shirts. You go to our website, welikethemeparks.com, click on t-shirts, and that'll take you over to TeePublic. Shop around, check out some of our cool stuff. It's a fun way to support us, and you'll get cool park stuff. All right, this week, I would like to give a shout out to a cool friend. This is @another_Disney_t-shirt. It's our friend Alex. Alex is a blogger. She's a bounder. And she loves to travel to magical locations. And everywhere she goes, she grabs a new t-shirt. Hence, another Disney t-shirt. Very cool. I do that, but I do Christmas ornaments every time I go. Is there something you guys pick up every time you go to a park? Like, without a doubt, merchandise-wise?
I try not to, but I often get mugs.
Oh, okay. You're a mug guy, Miriam?
Guys, I have a problem. I'm a mugs, ornaments, t-shirts. And ears person. I've had issues.
And spirit jerseys too. You're a spirit jersey gal.
Yeah, I was trying to put the spirit jerseys in the shirts thing. But yes, spirit jerseys. We'll add a fifth category. Too much.
That's a lot of stuff. Well, Alex, thanks so much for hanging out with us and listening. Welcome to the squad. Miriam, who you got?
My Insta shout out is @magicallymarried. And this is Nick and Ashley, and they have a really cute Disney blog. They are Disneylanders, and yeah, they're real fun. Check them out. I don't know. They have really cool park pictures, and I think they're planning on trying to go to the DCA event that we're going to talk about later.
Sweet. So, yeah.
@magicallymarried.
All right. Nice to meet you, new friends. All right, guys. You know what? Before we get into the news, though, I got a little quick announcement. It's kind of a big deal, but you know, it's a little bit of that housekeeping. Not a big deal, but also a big deal. Starting this week is our March Madness, the snacks event, the ultimate tournament of treats. 64 of your favorite Disney and Universal snacks throwing down until one Yum Yum reigns supreme and rules them all. Four conferences.
Yum
Yum. Disney East,
classic.
Disney West, Disney International, and Universal USA. And who's going to be picking the winners? You guys are. That's right. Literally right now, you're listening to this. Right now, you can go onto our stories and you can vote for your favorite snacks. from around the globe, Disney parks, Universal parks, oh boy. Voting is starting. Check it out. Check us out every day, all the way through March and a little bit of April too, because this March Madness, the snacks, is going to be all March long. So get out to @WeLikeThemeParks to vote for your favorite snacks today. Ooh. And not only are we doing snacks and having this amazing tournament, but Miriam, we're doing some amazing giveaways this time. Who are some of our super cool sponsors?
So we really wanted to make this whole thing a snack. So we invited a few of our favorite shops to help us do a giveaway for this whole thing. So the first week we'll be doing a giveaway with at Shimmer Pop Shop.
Yes.
And these guys are really cool. They put together a package for us. It's all Matterhorn themed. So this one to go with the Matterhorn macaroon, if you will.
Ooh. Hint, hint,
vote for that one.
Yum.
They put a whole Matterhorn package for us. So there's a cool stein and awesome. Some magnets and all kinds of fun stickers. So check them out at Shimmer Pop Shop.
Love it.
And then our next giveaway will be hosted by at Vintage by Jackie. She will be giving away a snack themed cardigan for us.
Whoa.
So wow.
It's very cute. I have several of her cardigans. remember the merch problem.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
This is a great problem to have because her stuff is really cute. I have a ton of her dresses and the cardigans are really comfortable. So one of our listeners will get to win that. And then our last giveaway will be hosted by at Waltimir and Mick. And he has a bunch of really cool pop-inspired Disney clothes. So I guess the best way to describe it, one of my favorite drops, he did a Britney Spears X Disney drop. So all of those shirts have a Britney Spears song and Disney pun together. So just check out his shop. He has some really cool stuff and he will have a t-shirt for one of our listeners to win in this giveaway as well.
Cool.
First time ever, guys.
Wonderful shops. Check them out on their own and enter our giveaways.
We're giving stuff away, guys. We've never done it. And people were really gracious to give us some amazing prizes. So these are three great sponsors. We're so happy to have them jump on for March Madness, the snacks. And all this stuff is going to be coming your way. So check the Insta for these giveaways coming. And don't forget to vote for your favorite snacks and get involved in March Madness, the snacks. All right, why don't we get into some news?
Talking about news.
Our first news item is a piece of Universal news. We don't get that very often. So on February 27th, or the best day of the year, my birthday.
Happy birthday.
thank you. My birthday. Volcano Bay reopened. So everybody can go back to their favorite Universal-themed water park. Yay!
Yay!
Happy Volcano Birthday!
Happy Volcano Day! This is great. I'm pumped for it. I love me some Volcano Bay. I haven't been, but it looks cool. I mean, I like Typhoon Lagoon. I've done that.
Really?
It's yeah, you haven't done Typhoon Lagoon?
I've done it. I just don't... You know what? I don't like water parks.
What?
I know. Yikes. You know... I don't like water parks. I only went to those ones because I don't want to say I was dragged there, but I was dragged there a little bit. I just don't like a water park. I don't want to share water with that many people. You know, I know what's happening in that water and I don't want to think about it.
I stubbed my toe very badly at a water park, and because your feet are wet all day, it was a very bad accident, actually. So never again for me.
All right. I'm going to throw this out there. I'm a Husky guy. Husky people get hurt at water parks all the time. But does that stop me from going? No. I love them. I really enjoy them. I am really pumped to go to Volcano Bay. I don't know if I'm going to go on that. I'm sure we've all seen it, that cylinder. You know, you stand on it and it's like this plunge. Come on, you guys have seen it. They have them at other.
And it just drops you, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this. You're practically going straight down. No. And you have to hold, they say, what, you have to close your eyes and like hold your breath for a beat or whatever. And like fold your hands across your chest. Like you can't have any loose and cross your legs because you'll get water up the hoo-ha.
I don't
want to
go on anything with that many rules that could kill me if I do them wrong.
Truth, but people do it all the time. I'm worried about, like, I might get stuck or something. Like, I don't know if I'll be allowed to get in there. But there's some really cool stuff at Volcano Bay. They have like a lazy river that's really fast. It's not lazy. It really boots and you just float down it. It's super cool.
So it's a rapid river?
Yeah, kind of. Ambitious river?
Ambitious river. Yeah, it's really, it looks awesome. I'm sure you guys have been on like these new kind of water coasters.
I've been on one.
Yeah, they got them at Typhoon Lagoon and stuff. Like, but they are so rad. They are super cool. It's like half water slide, half roller coaster.
I don't know. I don't like the way it feels on my butt when you have to go up.
Like the part that shoots you up, like the launch?
Yeah, because you can feel it going like under your butt, and I don't like that part.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad. I don't mind it. It just launches, pow, fires you out, and splish splash, homie. It's the best.
I don't know. It makes me scared because it feels like it's going to chew up my butt.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just say, if you're thinking about doing the water park now, I know it's just starting to get warm again. There's been some really warm temperatures in Florida lately, and again, they have limited capacity. So limited capacity means lots of opportunities to go down slides. So this is a good time to hit up a water park, and Volcano Bay has just reopened. Check it out. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that. Yeah.
Our next piece of news is Walt Disney World has given us a little glimpse into the 50th anniversary celebration.
Yes.
And it will be the world's most magical celebration, and it begins October 1st of this year and will continue for the next 18 months.
Whoa. 2 year celebration. Love it.
Absolutely. And the theme is iridescent, and that's spelled E-A-R.
Oh, cute.
Very adorbs. Cute. Adorbs. And it looks like pink and purple mixed together with some silvery. It's very iridescent. And so far, they've only shown us the nighttime projections that will be on the castle, Spaceship Earth. And they also gave us a glimpse at Mickey and Minnie's outfits. And they're very cute. Very purple and blue. I was wrong about the pink. Purple, blue, gold, and silver.
Yee, very, very regal colors. I like it. This is cool.
I'm just going to say it. This is magic happens.
Oh, really?
That's exactly what it looks like to me, is magic happens, but 50th anniversary style.
Oh.
I like it. Of course, they would redo this because it was beautiful. So right. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be great.
That's awesome. And they've been like redoing all the signs outside and like the gate signs and things. So I think that everything's falling in line with this color scheme and for the 50th. I think it's great. It sounds really nice.
Very cute. Cool. I like the pun as well.
Adorbs. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Iridescent. And then our last and most exciting piece of news is we have details on the DCA limited event. And it is going to be called A Touch of Disney.
Ooh.
And this is going to be DCA's annual food and wine festival. While it will be scaled back from the usual number of festival booths and entertainment this time around, it will offer extended access to shops around the park. So basically, they're going to be opening up most of the park just for the food and merch.
That's great. And
drinks, obviously.
It's something.
The opening date is March 18th. Tickets go on sale March 4th, so they went on sale last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are going to cost $75, and that includes parking and a $25 food and non-alcoholic beverage credit.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
And it will go from noon until 8 p.m., so it's really more of an afternoon-evening event, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, it's only that long? That's it?
Mm-hmm. I think the Buena Vista part is open before that still, like it is right now. But that's when this event part happens. But I could be wrong about that. They could just be opening DCA at noon and nobody in before that. So
hey, Mary,
not sure. They don't really say that.
Let me ask a dumb question. How much does it cost to park down there?
Well, I think right now, the last time we went, I think it was $10
for
Downtown Disney. It's normally during park days, it's normally $25.
Okay, so really you're paying $25 just to get in and be able to be around merch and food and the ambiance. So you're paying $25. That's not terrible.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Yeah.
I think it holds its value with the voucher. I don't know, because I don't know that I would spend much more than $25 on food and on there. Definitely more on merch, but.
Right. But it's a sneaky move by Disney, right? They're guaranteeing that you're going to eat there. You're not just going to go and meander. You got that voucher. Well, you're probably going to spend more than that $25. Like, since you got $25, you're not going to spend $15. You're going to blow the whole thing. right?
Yeah. I think it's for the little food venue, because so this is like the Epcot Food and Wine Festival mm-hmm. with the little kiosks
oh, right.
throughout. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think you use it at that. I don't think that you can use it at the two restaurant. There's two table restaurants that will be open, and it will be Lamplight Lounge and Carthay Circle. I don't think you can use the voucher for those.
I see. So you can only use it at these booths, and you're so okay. Yes. You're using it in a bunch of them. That's
no
not too
word
bad.
Yet on what the limited entertainment will be. So
wait and see. Maybe it's the Dans. Cross your fingers.
Oh my gosh. Don't tease me with the Dans.
Come on, Dans. Come on out here. We'll give you free parking. Come on out. We want you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, this is exciting if you live on the West Coast and you're missing Disney and you might not have a trip planned in a month. So you get some kind of Disney action until the parks reopen. So this is great. This is good news.
Excellent news, I would say.
Yeah. Miriam, will you be partaking?
Yes, depending on how long it goes, because I don't think I'll be able to get there before my Disney World trip in April. Mm-hmm. But if it's going after April, I think right now they don't have an end date, because I think they'll probably run this all the way until the parks open. Depending on when that is and how long it's going to be there, I will absolutely be going.
All right. Well, hey, is that all the news?
That's all the news.
All right, friends. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back here with some more We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Oh, man, you got me.
We like theme parks. The We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Time for a new feature, Showcase Showdown. So this is going to be a very exciting few moments.
Spanning over the last few months, the countries that make up the World Showcases have been represented by someone from the We Like Theme Parks family who entered in a debate battle against another contestant to determine which World Showcase Pavilion is king of the Showcase Lagoon. The debate continues to be adjudicated by two judges who will vote for their winner, while the final vote goes to you. Yes, you can vote for your battle winner in our Instagram stories and help your favorite World Showcase Pavilion ascend to victory. Today, we have our final semifinal matchup, the number 6 seeded Mexico against the perennial favorite and number 1 seeded Norway. The winner of this will face France in the World Showcase Showdown final. Here's how it's going to go down. Each contestant is going to have an opportunity to showcase their showcase pavilion with 3 separate topics: architecture and grounds, food, and fun stuff. Once the debate is done, the judges will cast their votes. Their vote, along with the audience vote, will determine our winner. Now we have 2 amazing challengers today. First, making her World Showcase Showdown debut and representing the Great Pavilion of Mexico from WDW_bathrooms. It's the Queen of Commodes. It's Gabriella. Hey, Gabriella.
Hello. How are you?
So thrilled to have you here in the Showcase Showdown. Are you ready to play?
I am so ready.
How's everything going over in Toilet Town?
It's going well, you know, just missing Disney a lot. And so it does help me when people send me photos of their bathrooms that I've never seen. I saw some villas recently. Someone sent me Grand Floridian villas, which, y'all, there was a TV in the mirror.
Ah, Mike, that's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, that's legit. That's how I want to use the John. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Brush your teeth and watch TV. Can you imagine?
Oh, my. I mean, my teeth would be like perfect if that was the case.
That's what we all need.
Now, friends, I got to say, if this is your first time meeting Gabriella from WDW Bathrooms, she is an expert in Disney toilets. No joke. This is a real thing. She is a specialist. She knows every toilet, the best way to get to the bathroom, the coolest bathrooms, the wildest bathrooms. You got to check her out at WDW_bathrooms. But you know what? She's in for a bit of a day because, and returning to represent the glorious nation of Norway, you know him. He's from the We Like Theme Parks podcast. It's a Bondo.
I thought you were going to say, you know him, you love him.
You know
him.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
You didn't say it.
Well, you just said it for me. You know him. You love him. It's a me. It's a Bondo. And hosting today's event is your favorite guy. Really, the guy you're really here for. It's Mark Andrada.
It's a me. It's a Markio. That's not anything. That's not anything at all.
We're not even doing the Italian pavilion today. It feels weird.
I got cut loose a long time ago.
Yeah, way back. All right, it's Norway and it's Mexico. So for the 4 of us on this Zoom and the millions, well, maybe thousands, listening at home in this podcast,
let's get ready to rumble!
All All right, our first category for debate today?
Yeah, I think architecture, aesthetics, and grounds.
Love it.
Chris, let's have you go first.
All right. Well, friends, welcome to beautiful Norway. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been to Norway before, oh my goodness, are you in for a treat? Now, this pavilion isn't just cool because it's cool. It used to be just its own pavilion, but it was so amazing. They gave it the space in the expansion plot next door. So they doubled down on Norway. So you know Epcot is thinking this is legit when we're talking about Norway. And so when you hit in there, as far as aesthetics go, you're going to see four different styles of Norwegian architecture. You're going to see, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of all these, but whatever, I still love you, Norway. It's the Setesdal style, the Bergen style, the Oslo style, and the Alsen style. I don't know what any of those four styles are, but they're there. So if you're an architecture guy, you're going to be like, hey-o, this is the spot. Now, when you first wander in upon the Norwegian pavilion, you're going to see the Royal Summerhus. I think I said that right.
I think it's just Summer House.
Oh, who sounds better? Let's just stick with that.
Okay. Summer House.
Summer House. Now, it's Anna and Elsa's rustic Norwegian summer cottage. It's complete with beautiful wood finishes, beautiful hand-carved everything. I mean, the Norwegians love to carve out of wood. What can I say? And it is gorgeous. And then when you move more into the Norwegian village, you're going to see more of that old style Norwegian castle culture, royal culture. It's very beautiful with the four exhibit showcase styles that I suggested earlier. Now, there's also a beautiful spot you're going to find, the gorgeous Stave Church. They pronounce it Stave, apparently, which hosts the gods and the Vikings. Now, we'll get into that later, but again, more hand-carved everything. It's got a three-tiered roof, beautiful, ornate, handcrafted decorations all over this bad boy. Especially, there's a lot of beautiful accent trimming around doorways and things. Just gorgeous.
So you said this is the Stave House?
The Stave House. Yeah, that's how you say it.
Isn't that an artificial sweetener?
I don't know.
Stevia.
Oh, yeah. Stevia. You're right.
Norway is sweet. So, yeah, give me that stevia and the stave. You're going to find a lot of statues in and around the on the grounds, which are really beautiful. There is a proper Viking statue hanging out in front of that church. And there's also a statue of, and it's pretty cool, it's of Britt Waitz, who is a Norwegian marathon runner, the 9-time winner in the New York City Marathon, along with a bunch of other world records. So we're talking architecture, we're talking statues, so many cool things to see. And one of the highlights that you'll also find as far as aesthetics go on the grounds is on top of the Kringla Cafe, which we'll talk about later, there's a roof made of grass. It is super cool. Who wouldn't want a grass roof? It feels like you're living under the ground, or I don't know, you just, nature is just above you chilling. It's beautiful. A really nice connection between nature and the country of Norway. It's quite beautiful. You just have to check out Norway. It is gorgeous.
And that's time. Okay. Gabriella, architecture, aesthetics, and grounds of Mexico, please.
Of Mexico. So I'm going to paint you a picture. You have come to Epcot this morning. You walk into Future World. You have your day. Maybe you stop at Spaceship Earth and talk with your family. Is this a golf ball? Is this an eyeball of a fly? Then you head over to Test Track, and then you say, you know what? I'm going to go to World Showcase today. And you enter World Showcase, and you go to your left. And what do you see? The first thing you see, the Mexico Pavilion. And now, Disney does not make mistakes, as we all know. No possible way. So Mexico being one of the first things you see, very intentional. I think that's because as soon as you get to the Mexico Pavilion, you know exactly where you are. There are some, not going to say which, some pavilions you kind of glide into and you're kind of like, oh, a new country.
Cold-blooded.
Mexico, you know exactly where you are. The tones are warm. The textures are wonderful. And also we have a beautiful pyramid that actually when I was a kid, I thought the steps that are like purely decorative up the side of the pyramid, I thought that's how you got into the building. So I thought it was a facade. I didn't think you could actually go inside. So imagine my surprise. First time I go inside this pyramid and see this wonderful, like almost like story of an evening in Mexico. The aesthetic is twilight. You walk in, it's always dim, which in the blazing Florida sun is very, very nice sometimes. You walk in and suddenly you're in a marketplace. You have beautiful stalls with, you know, Mexican treats and candies and crafts. Then suddenly you're in a wonderful outdoor dining venue, and then there is a ride. So there's just this really nice interior flow to the inside of this pyramid that I think really embodies Mexico, and that is why it is the first thing you see when you go into World Showcase.
Beautiful.
I feel like I forgot to mention the exterior flow in Norway, but...
No, it's too late. Your time is over. Your 1 minute is up, sir.
Okay, all right. You know, I didn't realize flow was a part of this, but...
Well, we each talked about different strengths. You know, you had all this history. You knew what the type of architecture was, and I was like, ooh.
Well, I didn't. Wikipedia did,
Don't be upset. Chris knows he's on the ropes, and he's afraid already. I think it's obvious. Okay, so that was architecture, aesthetics, and grounds.
Woohoo!
Time for round two. Round two, while our judges are tabulating their scores for the first round. they're very hard at work here at the side of the cage. This is all happening in a cage. The next topic, the next category for debate is food. Gabriella, you'll go first this round. Food in Mexico.
Food. Is this not why we all go to World Showcase anyway? Really, the food.
Absolutely.
So in the Mexico Pavilion, there's really three main restaurants to eat at. They're all in the San Angel Familia, if you will. There is the restaurant in the interior of the pyramid, and then there's two restaurants on the water. The one in the pyramid is sit-down, one on the water, sit-down, and one on the water is quick service. So my personal opinion is that the two sit-down restaurants are all pretty much, they have, you know, similar price points, and all the restaurants can have some overlapping things, and they're all, I think, equally good. So to me, this is a unique pavilion because you get to choose where you want to eat based on what atmosphere you're looking for.
Ooh.
If you would like to perhaps sit by the river ride, you can say, we're going to go eat inside the pyramid. And that's what you can do then. If you want to perhaps wait for after dinner to watch illuminations and hang out at your table, RIP, never getting over it, you can go to the quick service restaurant and sit outside under the most beautiful little pavilion hut thing, sit on the water and just hang on to your table until it's time for the fireworks show. Or you can sit inside on the water, also get a view of the fireworks, but just sort of be inside protected from the elements. So I think all of these restaurants are great. And most of the pavilions, I feel like you have to choose where you want to eat based on what you're in the mood for. But because I think all of these are great options, you get to choose based on purely atmosphere alone, which I think is great. And then number two, Mexico is the drinking World Showcase pavilion, if we're being honest. We have Cava del Tequila inside the pyramid. So all I'm saying is when you see people walking around World Showcase, they're either holding beer or a margarita. And guess where they got that margarita? From the margarita stand.
I don't know. They might be Norwegian mead. You never know.
Okay. You wait your turn, Chris. It's not your turn.
Don't make a face like that, Miriam. I see your face, your scrunchy face. You haven't had any mead before, have you? Don't knock it, girl.
Okay.
So gross.
It's not your turn. We'll make fun of mead when Chris is talking.
Oh, man.
We had the beautiful, intimate Cava del Tequila in the pyramid, this nice little tucked away lounge that not many people know about. So it's a great place to go unwind. We've got the margarita shack kiosk thing right at the beginning of World Showcase. In case you're doing drink around the world, you can just pick it up and keep on moving. Drinking, Mexico's place to go. Also, may or may not be mentioning this next thing for someone who is a part of the We Like Theme Parks family, but if you do go to the quick service restaurant, you can find churros.
Heyo.
That's ridiculous.
Churros,
I think
that's some pandering going on to the judges.
I was just looking at the menu and I was like, oh my God, I think I know someone who likes churros. And churros, I feel like, are not as big of a deal at Disney World as they are at Disneyland, which is a shame. And so I think one of the only places you can get them outside of maybe Disney Springs is in the Mexico Pavilion.
Wow. See,
you gotta know where to get those churros
for my trip.
Right on.
I appreciate this.
Still pandering, but whatever. Fine.
Well, you know what? We'll let the judges who are sitting cage side decipher whether or not that is pandering or not.
As one of the judges, it is not.
Shame.
There it is.
You want me to talk about food?
All right. Yes, I was going to. All right. Christopher Bond.
Hi.
The food in Norway.
Well, first of all, I think it's Norway, you know, or something like that. So if you want to give it a little zap, that'd be great.
Could you imagine Conor McGregor telling Bruce Buffer how to say anything? How's that for a reference? All okay. Right.
Yeah, I like it. Well, let's just start with the old beer cart, guys. You want to talk about booze? You want to talk about booze, Gabriella? Let's do it. You can get all the beautiful Scandinavian drafts and pilsners and meads. Like, what's going to make you feel more like a Viking than drinking a mead? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, maybe I don't think it does, but if it comes in like a dragon's horn or something, that would be legit. But I'm just making that up. I don't know if that's there, but you can check that right at the beer cart. And listen, you want to talk about food? First of all, it's breakfast or you want a snack. You know it. You love it. It's the Kringla Cafe. I think there's Og in there. Kringla Og Cafe. I don't know what Og means. Maybe of or the. The bakery, who knows? But anyway, it is the home of school bread. We all had it. The troll horns, you've had that, and so many other baked goods, with a beautiful patio overlooking the Sommerhus. And this is just a beautiful breakfast location. I will say that this is my spot. When I go with the Bond clan, we go right to Epcot. We go right to Norway. We want to ride a little something we'll talk about later. And right after, we're going to grab some breakfast, and it's going to be some dirty baked goods over at the Kringla Og Cafe. Now, that's not all, my friends, because there is so much more. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a place called Akershus. Akershus? Akershus? Anyway, one of those was probably right. Now, this is the Royal Banquet Hall. Now, what's cool about this Akershus? I'm saying it. Somebody help me.
You say it different every time.
Every time. Akershus? What's cool about it is there's actually a real Akershus in Oslo looking over the kind of the port area there. And it's their own like castle kind of jam. And so they made a version here at Epcot for the Norwegian Pavilion. And when you eat there, they have something that's like a very fine kind of delicacy. It's called a koldbord, which is translated into a cold table, which is this medley of like Scandinavian seafood with imported cheeses and cured and spiced meats with all these like veggies and fruits. And this is like legit. This is the same kind of meal you would have if you were at the castle in Oslo. Pretty cool. Now, also because it's Norwegian and it's the open table, this is a buffet, baby. All you can eat, and there's a wide variety of stuff to have, Norwegian and some America, you know, because you want some of that. And yes, there is even a pickled herring on the menu if you feel so inclined. And I also just want to add that not only is this a delicious restaurant, but this is a princess character dinner. I'm told the best time to go to this character dinner is actually not for dinner, it's for breakfast. You're going to have one of the better breakfasts because of all those baked goods that you can have in Norway. It's available. You're going to meet the princesses. We'll talk a little bit more about the princesses later. But a cold table of Scandinavian spiced meats and cheeses with some Viking mead and a dragon tooth. I'm feeling some Norway culinary vibes, baby.
My big takeaway from what you said was the dirty baked goods,
yeah,
the cohort, and the okra shoes. Mm-hmm. Okra shoes?
Okra shoes.
So like you put shoes? Is that like a big okra you put your foot in, or is it like a bunch of little okras that surround your foot?
Mr. Judge, whichever way you are more comfortable pronouncing it, I would feel comfortable.
Okay. I didn't realize I was a judge. Great. There was the second round talking about the F&B, food and beverage.
Yum, yum.
That was a cool way to say it, right? If I call it F&B,
yeah,
I sound professional.
Super profesh.
That is my goal. My goal is to sound professional. All right, heading into round three, Chris, you'll be going first in round three. And this category is fun stuff. So that's your attractions, your rides, your meet and greets, your insert fun thing here. And here we go for our final round. Round three.
Woo.
Christopher Bond.
Hey.
It's on you.
Guys, I think if you translate Norway into proper English, it's fun stuff. I don't know if you know this.
English?
Yeah. I read it. It translates to fun stuff. There is so much cool stuff to do. And let me tell you all about it. First is the Royal Sommerhus. We've talked about it before. This is where you're going to actually meet the coolest sisters in all of Frostytown in Frozen. It's Anna and Elsa in their summer cottage. They're chilling for you. It's a great opportunity to get an up-close encounter with not one, but both of these princesses. And not only do you just get to meet them, you're going to go through their summer cottage, and it's really kind of cool. Very reminiscent of like waiting for a meet and greet with like Mickey or Minnie over in Toontown, because you're in their space. And it's, again, all the beautiful wood carvings and stuff, and their cottage is very cool. Then you get to meet them. Anyway, that is the Royal Summer House.
Okay, so I have a quick question about this. Yeah. So if this is a meet and greet, and you were talking about that like platter earlier, is this meet and greet like spelled M-E-A-T?
Yeah.
Like meet and greet, like are Anna and Elsa serving you like tiny sausages?
Funny you should mention that. I believe that would be the meet and greet at Akershus, because that's where the actual meet is. This is just a regular old double E meet. So, but yeah, okay. Norway, very versatile. And Mark, that was an excellent question. Thank you. Well done.
You get the meet, M-E-A-T, and greet at Akershus.
Correct.
So is Kristoff at this meet and greet?
Kristoff, this is not his summer cottage, unfortunately. So he was not there.
Big strike against here.
I'm out. But I heard he might be over at something else over here in the Norway Pavilion. So you can check him out, but we'll get there. Guys, let me tell you what else is happening in Norway, because there's so much. You want to shop? Snap, can we shop? You can check out all kinds of fun stuff at the Wandering Reindeer. You can get all the Frozen stuff your little heart desires, from dresses to plushes, all the Frozen accoutrements. And then there are even more shops when you actually get into the village portion, with the Puffin's Roost and the Fjording, all kinds of Norwegian clothing, like Helly Hansen kind of stuff, shoes, Norwegian candies and cookies. There's a fragrance called Gear, so you can smell like a Norwegian. That's cool. And we've all seen inside these shops the giant statue of the large troll with the big hand. And look, we've all done it. We've all taken a shot with a troll kind of caressing your booty. We've all done it and gone, ooh.
I've never done that.
Oh, Mr. Troll.
I think that troll's scary. I give that troll a wide berth. That troll's scary.
You've never done the boot? Well, okay. Well, whatever. I've seen that shot 1,000 times on the Insta. It's a magical troll. And as you continue through the fording, you're going to find, again, all the Frozen stuff you could want, but also some Viking attire. There's troll plushes and figurines, all kinds of great stuff. We talked about the Akershus. You want to meet princesses, like the legit princesses, the old school classic princesses? This is the place for you. And I'm going to tell you why. Not only are they there, but you get them in prime time. Check this out. If you go to the Chef Mickey's to meet the Fab Five, you know how many times you're going to meet those guys? Once. They're going to cruise by your table one time. You wonder why? Chef Mickey's is massive. Akershus is a little more intimate, a little smaller, and you get some of the best princesses. It's old school. You're going to meet Belle in her full beautiful yellow gown to have a photo op as soon as you walk in the door. And then there's four other princesses you're going to meet: Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Ariel, and Cinderella. Some OG princesses. And you're not going to meet them once. They keep rolling, cruising through the restaurant. So it's like you're double dipping, triple dipping. You're going to like know Cinderella on a first name basis. All right.
I don't want to meet these princesses while I'm wearing okra shoes. That's embarrassing.
Also, what are Cinderella's other names?
Well, I've just watched all their movies. So it was Danielle. It was Ella. You know, you never know. It was many different things. But if you have a tete-a-tete with her, because you're going to meet her six times, you can be like, what do you prefer to be called, Cinderella? Is Cinderella offensive? Like, I don't see any soot on you. You can have that kind of intimate moment with Cinderella. And that is worth the price of admission. And another fun stuff right here in Norway. But oh no, there's more. Let me keep telling you. Yeah, we got tons. It's also recently been announced, and it hasn't happened yet. This is one of the selection of countries, Norway, that is going to be a part of the new interactive experience at Epcot, which is interesting. Not every country gets this. Norway does. And it's the DuckTales interactive adventure that's coming and replacing the Phineas and Ferb one. So that's going to be rolled out in 2021. And Norway has been chosen as one of the countries where Scrooge McDuck and his whole crew of duck fams are going to come to do some crazy stuff. And this is all through your Disney Play Park app. And you're going to help Scrooge and his family discover exotic destinations and maybe catch a thief or a villain or something, get an artifact, that kind of jazz that they do over in DuckTales. This is going to be another thing that you can do. And I'm still not done, guys, because you know what? there might just be a cool ride. If you know Epcot and you know the World Showcase Pavilion, attractions come at a premium, and only a handful of these pavilions got them. And this has got the creme de la creme. I'm talking about Frozen Ever After. It used to be that old Norwegian ride. That name escapes me right now. But now it's all about the Frozen. You're going to meet all your Frosty friends, Olaf and Kristoff and Sven, all the Snowgies. And you're going to head up into the beautiful ice castle on the North Mountain and see Elsa. Elsa's going to fire you down the mountain and sing you the most beautiful version of Let It Go. It's a symphony of all your favorite Frozen tunes, and you're going to meet all your Frozy friends. And it's the most popular attraction at Epcot Center, and it's right here in the Norwegian Pavilion. And I got to tell you, there's just too much fun stuff for me to even get through all of it. It's really hard. And I got to tell you, when I talk about Norway, I kind of get a little bit emotional, and I get a little bit... I really got to speak from my heart, and really the only way I know how to do that is through song. So
I thought I would whip up
a little something for everybody. And here it goes. This is a little something for Norway. I feel the morning sun as I step onto the Skyliner. And with my friends, we're getting ready for some Epcot fun. We know the spot, there's no pavilion finer. We've toured the whole lagoon to find the place where reindeer play. At last, my friends, we've found a perfection, and it's called Norway. Regrets, yes.
Oh my God, still going.
I've had a few, a pavilion or two, but the first is always Morocco and France. You can keep your rat stew, and I'll pass on Mexico's tacos, Italy's booze, and Japan's slippy shoes. Each make me wanna hit that golden highway. It's true, to find the sweet snowy shores back in Norway. Should I keep going? I'll keep going. All right, here we go. There's wild boat rides and sweet baked rolls. There's ancient gods and handsy trolls. But through it all, when there was doubt, Olaf and friends would sing and shout. Through every squall, this place stood tall. I love you, Norway. I love you, Norway. That's from deep within my heart. And hopefully, Mark and Miriam, you'll love Norway too. Good luck there, Gabriella. Enjoy.
I am so sorry that you had to endure that. I mean, Hansy trolls, Chris? Hansy trolls is what you said.
Yeah, it's
Hansy trolls. Remember his first song with the golden thighs?
And now how could I forget? How could I forget? This is, I mean, I don't know. I also, I can't believe you did the whole song.
Well, there's actually two more verses, which I cut. I only did, you know.
Oh, you cut. That was the edited version that we just got?
There's like there's five stanzas. I did three because I wanted to get to the big note, the money note.
You know what? I understand. You know what? It felt like five. So. Felt like five.
Listen, it's quite obvious from your reaction that the judges were really impressed and were moved. We're moved by the spirit of Norway. So
I've been passed a note from one of the judges just now. So, but I've read it and I will not reveal it until later.
Yikes.
Gabriella, fun stuff in Mexico. If you don't have a song prepared, that's okay. It's actually bonus points if you don't.
Okay. Well, I mean, Bondo, I just got to say, you are, man, you are lucky that my only talent is posting about toilets, because that is all I have got. I cannot follow that with anything but my facts about fun stuff in Mexico. So, class, now we're back to the boring part of the lecture. So, fun stuff in Mexico, not set to music. Mm-hmm. First off, we've got shopping. So now most of the pavilions you go to, you walk into an average store and you go, oh, look, store themed as country. Wonderful. But in Mexico, you walk into this beautiful, architecturally fantastic pyramid, and you are immediately thrust into a marketplace. Anyone who has ever been to Mexico knows these outdoor markets, totally a part of the culture of that country. You are able to look at all these handcrafted clothes and little creatures they have. There's puppets. There's amazing, amazing things. The shopping is the way to go in Mexico. And once you're done shopping, you can just keep on walking through the pyramid. And then you see something called the Gran Fiesta Tour, which is a ride, as Bondo was saying, premium on the rise in World Showcase. Not every pavilion gets a ride.
It's true.
Not everyone makes the cut. Mm-hmm. And all I got to say is, Gran Fiesta Tour with our friends, Panchito, Jose, Donald Duck, this is the ride where they replace the animatronics with houseplants. And people still lined up to get on this ride as if they did not replace the animatronics with houseplants. So we've got this beautiful ride here that's the best of all worlds. It is a little bit of intellectual property with the three caballeros thrown in there. It is truly a tourism video for the beautiful, beautiful beaches of Mexico. But it's also a blend of the two types of attractions you tend to see in World Showcase. It is the sort of like screen movie vibe of like Canada Pavilion or Impressions de France, but also it is a ride, much like the Arendelle, excuse me, the Norway ride that Chris was telling us about. So it is a great place to be. But Gran Fiesta Tour brings me to what I think is the most important fun stuff thing in all of Mexico, which is Mexico Pavilion is the only pavilion in all of World Showcase where you get to see a member of the Fab Five. Not right now, obviously, because of COVID. But Donald has his own meet and greet in Mexico. Mm. He is in a traditional serape, so you don't see Donald anywhere else in all of the parks in this garb. And we all know it was all started by a mouse. And who was the mouse's friend? Donald Duck.
Excellent.
And if beautiful. I could sing, this is where I would break into a song.
please don't. No, please.
You can rap had, or something.
We've had so we... much. We've had so much. Chris has been so generous with with whatever happened to us. Thank you. Okay, so there we go. There's round 1, 2, and 3 completed. Now we're going to the judges for their scorecards. Miriam, do you have anything? Do you have any final thoughts or any questions before we pass judgment? It seems like a harsh way to put this, but you know what I mean.
Yes, Chris, I would like to know what tie-in DuckTales has with Norway.
So on the DuckTales interactive experience, which is coming in 2021, it's not going to be in every country. Only select countries are getting interactive point.
Why did they choose Norway?
Because
DuckTales tie-in.
Wouldn't you? Quack, quack. I mean, come on.
Oh, so you don't know the answer.
The answer is they chose Norway because it's one of the, it's the best pavilion to go to.
The judges were looking for the answer that it is in a DuckTales episode in season 3. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Mexico.
What? Mexico. That's,
I would like to know if you, will there be a DuckTales tie-in for Mexico?
You know, isn't there already?
I think
Donald
there is. Yes,
Donald
Mexico.
Has been there.
You're wonderful. Thank you so
Donald
much.
Donald has been there.
There it is. Wow. So Miriam, your vote?
I also want to know one more thing from Norway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Have you had this mead from Norway.
No, no. Oh, I haven't had
No, you haven't?
I haven't even had it?
No. Oh. But I'm sure if I had, I would probably not. I'm not a beer guy, but I think I just like to hold it in the big dragon tooth, if that was.
I don't think that's the answer the judges were looking for.
Chris is falling apart over here.
I also, Mexico, have you tried your country's famous margarita?
So the margarita I have not, but I do have fond memories in Mexico because one of the first times my parents let me have beer when I was definitely 21 was in the Mexico Pavilion.
Yes, we love that answer. Thank you so much, nice. Mexico.
Also, I almost exclusively shop at Definitely 21, so.
Mark, do you, as the judge, have any questions?
No. I think I've got it all. I've got it all sorted out over here. Miriam, would you like to pass your...
My judgment?
Your judgment? It really does seem like a weird way to say it, but I can't come up with anything else, so.
Yes, I think that I was just swept away with the pictures of this pyramid that Gabriella painted for us, and mm-hmm. I've never been on Grand Fiesta Tour, and I would really, with those house plants now, I think I need to see this. And
big sell. Yep.
So I think I have to go with Mexico.
What?
Thank you. God. Thank you, Marin.
Come on.
Also, I think we're sitting in the same type of chair. Have you noticed?
Oh.
Oh my gosh, totally you are.
Come on. The pandering. You got her vote already. Come on.
I just want to say.
It's the throne of Mexico.
The churro throne.
See, you two are both in these beautiful chairs, and Chris Bond is over at his house. I don't know what's happening. You're falling apart. I can see the flicker. For our listeners, I just want to tell you that this entire time we've been talking, it's very obvious that Chris's computer is falling apart because I can see it flickering on his, like the light of the screen flickering on his face. And at first I was like, is this jerk watching a movie or something while we do this podcast? And then I went, no, he's not. He's trying to read his notes on a computer screen that is not functioning.
My computer's been broken for like 6 months.
You have a new computer. Why haven't you turned it on?
I'm doing it this weekend. Miriam told me I had to, so I'm doing it this weekend.
You do. Yeah, I think you do have to. If I can see from over here what bad shape you're in, that's not good.
It only works at a certain angle now. It has to be exactly in this certain angle. But that has nothing to do with my expertise in the field of Nove.
It does. It absolutely does because it's part of the presentation.
What?
The visual presentation that I'm getting along with the audio presentation, I count. Also, I just want to say here that Maelstrom is the ride that you couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Classic ride. Maelstrom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would like to ask Gabriella, do you remember the name, the attraction in Mexico? Hold on.
This is rude what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what it's called now, but what was it called previously?
Hasn't it always been the Grand Fiesta?
Merry Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm just so young.
It was the River de Tiempo.
That's the thing there.
The River del Tiempo, the River of Time.
You know what? The judges will not stand for this. The judges will not stand for this ageism. Coming from Christopher Bond.
Whoa.
I'm reading about this, these biases.
Why are you villainizing me? This is every time, you know,
you saying a parody of my way. Norway.
You're welcome.
You villainized yourself, sir.
It's just so funny that Chris attacked me because I was actually going to throw you a bone a moment ago when Mark was giving you a hard time about your computer. I was like, but that means that all this wonderful stuff he said about Norway, he was able to get out to us through hardship. And now that you pointed out, Mark, I can't stop seeing the flickering of the computer.
It's very distracting. Yeah.
I wasn't attacking you, Gabriella. I just wanted to make sure that we were
you
both.
You just knew I wouldn't know the answer.
I just wanted to be on equal footing.
Aggressively defending?
I'm not aggressively defending. I'm just saying if that's how you're going to judge me based on if I knew the old ride, I wanted to make sure that it was everyone was getting the taste of the medicine. That's all. That's all I'm saying. This is it.
That's not your job. Miriam, do you have the audience vote handy?
I do.
Wait, did you vote? Did you officially vote yet?
I'd like to hear the audience. I do have my vote. It's written down here next to me. So I won't be changing it based on what the audience says, but I'm just curious to know what the audience's vote would be.
The audience voted 78% Mexico to 22% for Norway.
Bam! Just like that.
Well, make it 79% because I am also voting for Mexico. It is a clean sweep for Gabriella.
Wow. Norway was the number one seed and swept. Wow. I really picked a bad song, I suppose. Gabriella, congratulations. You're the big winner. You did it.
Yay.
Congrats. Amazing job today. Thank you so much for standing for Mexico. And now it's going to be Mexico against France in the finals of the Showcase Showdown. And we've been doing this for 8 months, like the Showcase Showdown.
It feels like 8 years.
It does. There's just one left. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. So how was the experience for you, Gabrielle? What was it like going head to head against this guy, this knucklehead? For World Showcase Showdown glory.
You know, I was pretty nervous, but apparently I did amazing.
Yes.
You did.
You did awesome. Yeah. Listen, you did a fantastic job, Gabriella. You've brought so much pride to the great nation of Mexico, and they're going to move on to the finals of the World Showcase Showdown.
Cannot wait.
Before we get out of here, another big thank you, Gabriella. You're amazing. Let's talk really quickly about, I've already talked about it a little bit, but I want to hear from you some of what's going on over at WDW_bathrooms. What's happening? What's the latest? And where can we find you?
So yeah, I'm at WDW_bathrooms on the Instagram. It's going great. Lately, I've had some wonderful friends of the We Like Theme Parks podcast, Familia, reach out to me and send me lots of photos that it, like, talk about day maker. When someone is at Disney World, the most overstimulating place in the world, and they stop and say, oh, I need to take a picture of the bathroom for this girl's Instagram, it just warms my heart. And so I've been really enjoying seeing people send me photos of bathrooms I've seen before, bathrooms I've never seen before. It's been great.
I mean,
nice.
Guys, these are pictures of toilets, okay? Like, we're not just talking about, oh, let me take a picture of the castle, or the people are going into bathrooms and taking shots. I'm sure people are sneaking into men's bathrooms. You know what? Maybe the bathroom they're not supposed to go into. Click, click, all for WDW_bathrooms.
Yeah. It has made me bolder because I get a little nervous with it too. Like, I'll chicken out sometimes because if there's someone who I think might be looking at me, I'll pretend that I'm like texting like up here or something. like, you know how people text.
Yeah.
I'll chicken out. But seeing all these people who are taking selfies and just, you know, with impunity taking photos of bathrooms, it's made me bolder.
Well, Gabriella, thank you so much. And thanks so much to all of you for tuning in today. If you have a segment idea, or you want to reach out and say hi, or you want to talk toilets, hit us up at whatsup@welikethemeparks.com. You can always find us on Instagram @welikethemeparks. And now you can find us, hey, on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 and Sundays at noon.
And we're also on TikTok @welikethemeparks.
Yeah, TikTok. Gonna stop, gonna tick the bitter up tonight.
No, no, no. So not Chris on TikTok.
It's not me, it's Miriam and Mark. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Troublecock. You can check him out at
MikeTroublecockMusic.com.
Don't be shy. I love it. I love it. A big thank you to Gabriella from WDW_bathrooms. For Gabriella, Miriam, Mark, and myself, that's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we like
theme parks.
Gabrielle, you kind of punked out a little bit and jumped in later.
Did it.
That's okay. It's cool. You're in.
I was like, am I on the team?
You're on the team, girl. Of course you are. Sure. We like theme parks. Do we like theme parks podcast?